Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast of the Course of Information Technologies for Tourism Services. Information technologies are shaping society, not just the tourism field, as they are transversal to many fields of knowledge. Transversal is one of the key words that you have to learn in this master. It just means that these technologies have a big impact in many different fields, not just tourism, but also science, medicine, economy, industry, commerce, even politics. Modern democracies, in fact, could not exist without information technologies such as the printing press, the telephone, the radio, and the newspapers. Of course, information is not the truth. Usually, more information means more junk, more propaganda, more lies. Social media are the perfect example of this. Everything you see on social media is sent to you by an algorithm that has learned so well which video you will click on next that it is able to keep you engaged hours. Each day, against your will, the only objective of the algorithm is to make you spend more time on social media so they can sell more advertising. Even good people, who are always exposed to the wrong information, make bad decisions. It would be a pity to throw away your life only because you were exposed to the wrong information. The problem with humanity is that our minds, our emotions, are paleolithics, our institutions are medieval, and our technology is godlike. It is science fiction. You already live in the future of humanity. That's why every course of information technologies nowadays should teach you not just the latest advancements of technology and how to use it for your work. That is something that is becoming very easy to learn, thanks to artificial intelligence. But this course should also help you find the truth inside all the mass of information. Artificial intelligence is by far the most important information technology. It is as important as the Industrial Revolution. The main difference is that the Industrial Revolution was the explosion of objects, while the AI Revolution is the explosion of intelligence. While the Industrial Revolution made human strength irrelevant, the AI Revolution is making human mind irrelevant, at least the rational mind. In particular, most of the works of the white collars, the people who spend most of their time in front of the screen, using Excel, for example, or more in general, all the tasks that do not require human connection, strong interpersonal relationships, feelings, or even sensations. They will disappear, as artificial intelligence does them better, cheaper, and faster. Within 5 years, there might be 500 million white collars jobless. Many countries will collapse, as it usually happens when the rate of unemployment reaches 40% or more, if governments do not intervene with radical reforms. I know it sounds very grim. I apologize. I'm just telling you what is about to happen if nothing will change. Someone must tell you that the world, you know, the world in which you were born and raised, that world will be gone in 5 years from now. Not 20 years, not 10, just 5. Your life in 5 years will be unimaginable compared to now. And why? Because technology in 5 years will be something you cannot imagine now, I promise you. 50 years ago, no one would have imagined that today we would have had internet, smartphones, social media, Amazon, and Netflix. The only difference is that now it will take only 5 years to have the same technological advancement we had in the last 50 years. This is mainly thanks to artificial intelligence that is increasing a lot the intelligence at our disposal. For example, there are already some AI tools that allow you to develop an app without having to program it by yourself. You just speak to your laptop, and it develops the app in your stead with a graphical interface, a repository, a cloud server, everything. You don't have to hire a programmer anymore, saving thousands of euros. You will learn to use these tools in our course of AI and data science in the second semester. Before starting your journey in the wonderful world of artificial intelligence and information technologies, I invite you to read the practical info this course in the slides of the first lesson. The next podcast will be about the first project work of this course. Stay tuned.